ask Kenny on Sunday if he had anything on his heart. I'll ask him again tonight. And one of these times I'm going to ask him, and he's going to jump right up here. And he knows, he and Steve both know, that the Lord put something on their heart. I'm in no position to try to stand in front of the Lord. Let God move, and when God moves, we ought to follow Him in our services. There's no order. There's no hierarchy. It's God's church. It's His service, and we've come to worship Him tonight. In the book of Proverbs, if you'd like to turn there real quickly to the third chapter for a few minutes while you pray for us, that we might be able just to help you and help each other with a word. The Bible says that a word spoken in due time is what will heal our souls. What will heal our hearts. It's what will give us strength when it is spoken at the right time. And God knows what we all stand in need of for this day. And He knows about tomorrow and what's going to come tomorrow. And Brother Chad, He can give us the strength. Not just for today, but He can give us the strength for tomorrow as well. Because as I shared with Sister Tara last Wednesday night after church, God doesn't have to wait to see what's going to happen. He already knows. If we'll just trust in Him, He'll lead us safely through. So in the book of Proverbs, the third chapter, what we said goes right with our message tonight, down in the fifth verse, reading the fifth verse and fifth verse, and sixth verse, I should say, tonight. He says in the fifth verse, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." And stop reading there with verse 6, and you can be seated in the house of the Lord. I often think about this verse, the fifth verse, when it says that we ought not lean to our own understanding. You know, we've gotten too smart for God. We've gotten to the place where we don't need to trust in the Lord like our forefathers did, because we're too smart. We've got it all figured out and worked out. And we're intellectual people, and I'm not saying that we're not, but there's not a one of us that is as smart as God. He said, because His ways are higher than our ways and His thoughts are higher than ours, that there's things that you and I look at. And has anybody ever looked at a situation or a condition, and in your mind you've got it all figured out how it should work, and then to stand back and just watch God move, and it has nothing to do with the way that you had it all figured out, the way that it would work. Because, you see, God doesn't depend upon your word or mine. He's got His word. And His word is what spoke this world into existence. His word is what spoke, as we heard the sister testify, or the brother testify just a few minutes ago. It was His word that can speak to a heart that is broken and put it back together, because people trust in them, in Him, instead of their own understanding. And we need to go back to a time to where we trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. And I thought about this today when we was asking the Lord to direct our hearts for tonight, is that I remember when we were younger, and even a few weeks ago when all the grandkids were at the house, how that when we was faced with danger or potential danger, any of you ever remember that as long as you had the hand of mom or dad, you trusted them that they would make sure that no harm come to you? And I had all the grandkids, and we was going back to cross the road, and I made sure that I had some on each hand, and then I had the other ones holding their hands. And I thought, that's the way it ought to be with God's people. With all of the things that we face in life, we ought to be holding to each other's hand, holding to God's hand and trusting in the Lord that He is going to bring us through the things that we are facing in life. Because one of the passages of scriptures back in the book of Psalms, it says it like this in the 34th chapter in the 19th verse. It says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous,
And there's not a one of us that can make it through these afflictions and these troublesome times in which we're living in. And Paul told Timothy about that. He said, in the last day, perilous times shall come. And folks, we cannot make it through this era of time in which we're living in by our own intellect. We can't make it by our own way. But we need to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. That when we can't see where to walk, it's the Lord who will tell us where to put our foot down next. And when we can't understand why things happen the way they happen, and certainly I don't understand all the conditions. I can't understand why a 32-year-old mother would have to go into eternity. But you know what? God knows all things. He knew what the next day would hold for her. And I believe, and I was thought about this the other day when I was driving home, I believe with all my heart, that's why when Jesus stood outside the tomb of Lazarus, that he stood there. You remember the scripture didn't say when he got the word that Lazarus was dead that he wept. But when he's outside the tomb, he wept. And then he prayed unto the Father, and he says, I thank you that you've heard my prayer, that these that are around might see and believe upon you. And the sisters trusted in him, and he trusted in the Lord, that when he spoke the name of Lazarus, that the brother would come up out of the tomb. He wept for him because he had to bring him back into this sin-filled world. We don't understand why things happen the way they do. But folks, if we will just learn, and I've had to come to the realization of this in my own life, if we will just learn to put our thoughts in the back, put our wisdom and our knowledge in the back, and say, Lord, I'm trusting in you to give me the understanding that I have need of, that I might be able to get the victory over this obstacle that the devil has put in my way, you and I would, our lives would be so much better. Has anybody trusted in the Lord this week? And when you couldn't see, and when you didn't know, and when you couldn't understand why things happen the way they do, I know that there's many of us that has questions. But folks, once we make our crossing over death's chilly Jordan water, Brother Ivan, God will give us what, and people say, well, he'll explain it all to us. I believe that when we walk over and we get to see the city, the story will be unveiled before us, and we will understand it like we never did could on this side. Because this mind can't comprehend all the good things that God's got waiting over there. But folks, I trust him tonight. I don't know how to get to heaven, but I trust him when I close my eyes for the last time that I'm going to wake up on heaven's bright shore, not to have to worry about trusting or sleeping or fear or troubles or trials ever to come again. Because as that song the sister sang in years gone by, heaven is going to fix it all. That's when, as Sharon sang that song on Sunday, that's when we'll lay aside our trust. That's when we'll lay aside our faith, because we will not need it once we make that crossing, Steve, because we're walking by faith now. But when we get there, we'll walk by sight. All of our wisdom, all of our knowledge, it's nothing compared to what God knows about us. Can I share this tonight? Then I'll preach for a few minutes and close. When I was young, I used to look at my mom and dad, and there was a period of time I looked at them and I thought that, you know, we trusted in these people. These are the ones that we trusted. And when we were smaller and we come to the point that we thought we was as big as they were, that we didn't have to hold to mom and dad's hands like we once did. But there was later times in my life that I was happy to, because I knew that mom and dad, if I could just get to them and ask them, and still to this day, I know that they are a lot wiser and smarter than what I am, because they have walked many a years with the Lord. You give me somebody, Sister Della, that has walked many a years with the Lord. They've walked down in a valley. They've climbed the high mountains. They've been through the deserts. They've been through the storms. They've been through the floods. That's somebody that I want to be associated with, because they know that it's not by their own craftiness. They know that it's not by their own deeds. They know that it's not by their own own knowledge or their works or any other thing that brought them through. But how many of us tonight can look back at our lives and see when we trusted in the Lord and we laid aside our faults, we laid aside our perceptions, that God walked with us and we found that when we trusted in Him, everything else was taken care of, because it wasn't Roger that did it, but it was the almighty hand of God that trusted in the Lord. I can just see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when the king said, "You bow down to this strange God, to this God that I've erected, or you'll be destroyed, you'll be cast into the furnace." You know what they did? They could have worked. They were smart tonight, Brother Kenny. They were three smart Jewish boys, because they was taken in prisoner to be a workers for the king. But when it come to that decree, they said, "We're not going to trust in our intellect. We're not going to trust in our power or our status or our position in the kingdom." But they said, "You might throw us in the fire, but we're going to trust in Jehovah. We don't know if He will." Anybody else feel this tonight? "I don't know if He will deliver us, but I know this. He is able to deliver us, and we will die trusting in His name that Jehovah is going to deliver us." And sure enough, when the door was shut, they was in that furnace of fire. The king looked in there and said, "Did we not cast three in?" And they said, "Yeah, O king, we cast three in." Can I put it in Roger's word? What he said, Billy, is, "Who is this fourth man that I see?" And he said, "They're not just in the fire, but they're alive and they're loose and they're up and they're walking around." Hallelujah. That's the kind of trust that will bring us through no matter what it is that we face in life. If we will just trust God like that, we'll find ourselves walking in places we never imagined walking. And I said I wasn't going to preach long, but I feel the preachers here tonight. Then my mind went to that if we would have that kind of trust. You remember when Peter was there and they was on the ship and they saw one that they thought was a ghost come walking on the water, and it was the Lord. He revealed Himself unto him, and he said, Peter said unto him, "Lord, if it be you, bid me to come unto you." And he said, "Come." And the next thing you know, Peter is walking on water. Some folks say Peter was awfully close to God. It's not because Peter was able to walk on water, but it's because he trusted in the Lord. When he stepped out, he walked on the water. But as soon as he took his trust away from God and he began to lean upon his own understanding, the Bible says he began to sink. And you know what it was that brought him back? It was the hand of the Lord that reached out and grabbed a hold of him and pulled him back up. Folks, can you help me tonight in remembering times that God allowed you to walk in places that you never thought you would be able to walk in? Some of you, God has elevated to be a witness to folks that you thought you'd never ever have that opportunity, never even know of them or ever come in contact with them. But because of God working in your life, that we trust in Him, folks, He'll allow us to tell somebody else, "I know what you're going through. I know the valley that you're in right now. But if you will hold on and trust in the Lord," you know what the writer said, and I said this in Sunday's message, I believe it was. He said it like this: "You might be down right now, weeping maybe during the night, but weep on, cry on, and pray on, because joy is about to break out in the house. Joy is coming in the morning." I heard a black preacher preaching on that years ago, and he said, "I want you to do this. I want you to look at your neighbor and say, 'Good morning.'" What he was saying is, it's time for us to realize that when we trust in the Lord, you don't have to stay in a valley forever. You don't have to allow the devil to constantly get the victory over your life. But when you trust in the Lord, He'll give you a song in the midst of your trial. He'll give you a smile in the midst of your sorrow. He'll lift you up above the shadows that you're walking in, that you can't see a way to get out. But if you trust in the Lord, He will bring you out tonight. David, or the writer of Proverbs, said it like this: "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart." Amen. How many of us is guilty tonight? of trusting in the Lord, but not all the time with all of our heart. We try to hold back some. Hold back some because we think, well, Lord, I can work this one out. I can figure this part out. There's a song that they used to sing that says, Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Who are we to think that we don't need God to help us? There's not a one of us that woke ourselves up this morning. There's not a one of us that automatically pushed a button and our lungs and our heart began to work. It was God who we trusted in. How many of you last night when you laid down, you prayed that little prayer like the kids used to pray? Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And folks, some people say, well, that's silly little prayer like that. Know what it is? It's we're teaching our children. And folks, it's still alive in me today that, Lord, I can't do anything. But I'm going to trust in the name of Jehovah. I'm going to lean to Him today because when I cannot do anything, I can look at Him and say, Lord, you know where I'm at right now. Help me close tonight. You know the valley that I'm in. You know the trouble I'm in. You know the decision that I have to make. You know my family needs help and they need strength tonight. And Lord, if only I could get them, as we heard Tara testify about her neighbors and we heard Steve testify about his family, if we could just get people to trust in the Lord, you know what you'll find them doing? They'll find an altar of grace somewhere and they'll bow down and say, Lord, I tried to figure this out. I tried to work it out. But instead of getting better, the situation only got worse and worse and worse. And I got further away from God. But the moment I put my trust in the Lord, some of you will remember this tonight. That's when you found yourself walking down an aisle repentance, asking God to forgive you and save you. And folks, He saved you. And by His grace, He is able to keep you tonight, that we should never, ever, ever try to lean to our understanding and try to walk without God, because He's the one that knows the pathway today. I don't even know where to walk. I thought about this last night. It was raining all day yesterday, and I was at a buddy's place doing some work, and they're just because of the rain, it's dark out there. It's probably about like how dark it is out of Hillsboro, Brother Kenny. Without all these city lights, and before I got out of the truck, I got me a flashlight, and it all comes through this message tonight. It's because I've walked around that place several times, but even as well as I know it, in the midnight hour or the time when it's so dark, folks, I had to have a flashlight so I could see where I could walk and where I would not get into the puddles of water and the mud. It reminded me today, Lord, when you and I cannot see where to walk, if we will trust in the Lord, you know what David said? He'll be a light unto my pathway. Hallelujah. He'll be the light to show me where I can walk. And folks, when I feel like I'm just going all over the place, the Bible teaches us God doesn't walk on us. He said, narrow is the way. He doesn't walk or want us out there in the broad way. He said, narrow is the way that leadeth unto life everlasting. But broad is the way that leadeth down to hell and destruction. And he said, when you find the path, as Kenny quoted that scripture, that you ought to walk therein. But you know what the next verse says? But they said, we will not walk therein, because they think they're smarter than God. Our government thinks it's smarter than God. Our country thinks it is smarter than God. But God brought America down in the 30s. He brought it down in the 70s. And God will bring her down again if our people don't repent and get back to trusting in the Lord. People say that's foolishness. The stock market crashed in the 30s, did it not? People lost everything. In the 70s, interest rates went up to 20-something percent. The jobless rate was terrible. Unemployment was high, and there was no 90 weeks or whatever they've got now of unemployment that could be handed out. People say, well, preacher, you was all right till you got about these bad times that's coming. Folks, it's not coming. If you look around, we're already in it. Amen. Amen. Can I preach about the propaganda that's coming? The lawyers and the all of the politicians would have you to think that things are better than what they are. But folks, you look around you. Any time that people aren't trusting in the Lord, times are bad. When people think that they can figure it out and work it out and get it all back together because we're all that, that's when we're in trouble today. You and I can't even get our own lives in order. Some of you say, well, I was with you, Pastor, until you got onto this. Let me tell you, we cannot even keep ourselves, Brother Les. We are kept by a higher power. As long as we trust in Him. But there's been times, has anybody ever got too big for your own britches? To where you thought you could do it. You thought you could work it out. I've told you in times past that I'm not going to be much longer. I've known deacons that quit deaconing. I've known Sunday school teachers that quit teaching. I've known superintendents that quit being superintendents. I've known preachers that quit preaching and pastors that quit. Because they thought that they could do it by themselves. They didn't need God anymore. Folks, let me close with this. When you and I don't need God, we'll be 6 foot under. When we don't need God anymore, and we think we've got it all figured out and worked out, folks, you better get your funeral arrangements in order. Because the Bible teaches us that God will chastise those that He loves. We will either trust God or God will not be found with us. And here we are in a country that even on our currency it says, in God we trust. I wonder if they even know what that means. To trust in God means, Lord, I need You more than I need the stock market. Lord, I need You more than I need the next breath that I take in my lungs. Lord, to need You means, and to trust in You means that I need You more than there's anything in this life that I ever needed. I need God more than all of that. I trust in the Lord tonight that everything He does, He knows what He is doing. Some of you tonight will get that later. There is nothing that God does that He needs my approval before He does it. Oh. You know why? Because it's He that made us. And not us that made Him. He does not need our approval, but we need His approval. Amen. Folks, He can make it without us. But we cannot make it without Him. We need to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. God is looking for some people that will give their whole heart, body, soul, mind, and strength to Him. I believe God is tired. And I'm going to close. I believe God is tired of this makeshift church that we claim that America has. He's tired of folks going to church dry and leaving dry. He's tired of all it is a propaganda to build up some man, the preacher or the pastor or the church itself. Folks, God can take me out and put somebody else in here quicker than I can bat an eye. And we're all dying. You better start trusting in God. And quit leaning to your own understanding and the way that you can fix it and work it. And quit questioning God, why did this happen and why did that happen? We ought to, Brother Steve, just realize He's God and He knows what He's doing. Let me close in this. I often question why Mom and Dad did things. When I was at that point in my life when I thought I was as smart or maybe even smarter than they were, anybody else remember when you was at that point? I questioned why they did things. I didn't say it out loud, but in my mind I questioned why they did things that they did. Only to look back a little while later and see they knew exactly what they was doing. They had experience. They knew what they was doing. And a lot of things they did not do it for themselves. They did it for their kids. Moms and dads, do we not still try to do that today? We do it for the kids. We do it for our homes and for our families. And there was a time that I looked at all that and I thought, man, they sure don't know what they're doing. But then when years went by, I looked back and to this day, I still say this. It doesn't matter how many degrees that you might have hanging on the wall. Moms and dads from yesteryear were more educated and more knowledgeable than Harvard PhDs. And let me tell you why. Because they had the best teacher that you could ever ask for. They may not have graduated from grammar school, but they had a degree because they were taught by God Himself, because they trusted in the Lord and did not lean to their own understanding. They didn't sway from what thus saith the Word of God. You know, we try to make everybody happy. We try to please everybody. So we'll push a little bit in this way and that way to try to get everybody to fit in. Old time preachers and churches did not sway one bit from what the Word of God said. If God said it was wrong, it was wrong. But because they trusted in the Lord. And if it got too hot, you had two options. Hit the altar or hit the door. We don't hear preaching like that in churches anymore. Because people don't want to offend anybody. But folks, the Word says you better trust in God and get away from your own thoughts and your own reasoning and say, Lord, I trust You that You know what You're doing. I trust You. And I'm going to close. This church entrusts a lot of authority to the deacons and even to myself. You trust us that when somebody gets behind this pulpit, they're going to preach you the truth. That's a lot to have on our shoulders tonight. Because not every man that carries a Bible will preach the truth. Not everybody that's in it trusts the Lord with all that they've got. But they lean upon the way that they can talk to people and the way that they can motivate and the way that they can drive a crowd, if you'll have it. Folks, if it took a charismatic personality to be your pastor, I would not have a job. And I know that. I didn't come to be charismatic. I come to preach the Word of God in His power and its authority. And as Granny used to say, let the chips fall where they may. You either get right or you'll stay in your own way and die and go to hell if you're lost. Or if you're a Christian, if you don't trust in the Lord, you'll stay miserable because you're trying to figure it out and work it out instead of saying, God, You're in control. There's a lot of things happens. I hear some of these fellows talk about retirement, and in a way I get jealous, and I think, man, I'd like to retire. But there's been things that's happened that I've told, some of them was congratulating me, Becky, you wasn't here, they was congratulating me about Brandon and Bethany having that little baby. I said, that just adds another 10 years before I get to retire. I'm already up to about 90. But you know what? I find that, Brother Les, I do get to retire one day. When I've taken my last breath, I'm going to a place that is more beautiful than any retirement site this world has to offer. And not because I've earned it, not because I've managed enough to get there, but I get to go because I trusted in the Lord. Amen. With all my heart. Amen. Tonight, do you trust Him with all your heart? And Rob Sharon, get us a song. That's enough preaching. I'm going to ask you like this. Do you trust the Lord with all your heart and that you trust Him that no matter what He says to do, that you're willing to follow Him? You see, I made mention of this on Sunday. The Bible says that that little maid woman, girl, she told Naaman to go to the man of God. And the man of God said, go down there and wash in Jordan. See, he didn't trust in the Lord. He said, we've got better rivers here in my homeland. Why would I want to go down there in that nasty river Jordan and wash there? See, he didn't trust in what the Lord said to do. Sometimes it's for us, when God says to move, it might be for you to go over here and shake hands with a brother or sister. Tell them how much you love them and that you're praying for them. You don't see much of that in churches anymore. It might be that God put a song on your heart like we had here on Sunday. Instead of taking up the offering, sing the song because you trust God knows what He's doing. See, we put more trust in our cars. We put more trust in our careers. We put more trust in this world than we do in God. But the Bible says that heaven and earth shall pass away. But God's not going anywhere. Heaven's for all eternity. All eternity. Do you trust Him enough that you are dependent upon Him to save your lost loved ones? You say, well, I've prayed and I've not seen it happen. Do you trust that God will knock upon their heart's door and get their attention in due time? People say, time's running out. God knows what He's doing. God knows. People say, well, I don't know when that's going to happen. At the time that God sends a call and they're receptive to that call, God will save their dying souls. Some of you wonder, when is God going to change my situation? Things are bad, and then they just got worse, and it seems like every time the phone rings, it even gets even more worse, if it's possible. When is my situation going to change? If you trust in God, folks, we all have times of depression. Do we not? Some folks in the church, Kenny, say, and I've told them this over the years, if we'd known our pastor had all these problems, we never would have elected him as pastor. Folks, there's not one human being that doesn't share the same thoughts and the same frustrations that you share. We all do. But you know what? Once we put those behind us and say, Lord, I've made up my mind. I'm going to trust in You. You're going to help me get through this. Some way or another, the Lord will provide. And He will provide for you a way of escape. He'll provide the hope you need. He'll provide if you will trust Him with all your heart. While we stand, they sing a verse of a song. Would you just follow the Lord tonight? Trust Him. For whatever it is that you have need of. Bless you, brother. Bless you. Trust in the Lord to help you. To give you the direction that you need. To help you with that question or that frustration. Doesn't matter how young or old you are. We've got to learn to trust in the name of God above all other names. Would you do that tonight? Do you trust Him that much? With all your heart? Do you trust Him enough that you be willing to get into the furnace? Do you trust Him enough that you be willing to step out of the boat? That's trust. Do you have that tonight? That's the kind of trust we need. Sing on, Rob. One more verse and chorus. Do you really trust Him tonight? Or do you try to lean to your own understanding, your own wisdom, your own knowledge, in conjunction with God's? God doesn't need us. He doesn't need our help. We just need to stand back and let God do the work. Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. I'm a child of the King.
Yes. How many of you know that tonight? That you're a child of the King? Raise them hands up there. Yes. Amen. And poor now can say. Yes. Amen. We're just like the children of Israel when they came there to the Red Sea. And the Red Sea was before them, and Pharaoh and his army was after them. And they began to say, now look, Moses, what you and your God has done to us. See, they trusted in the Lord when the cries went out because all the children were being killed. They trusted in the Lord to put the blood over the two side posts and the lintel. But when they got out there, the Red Sea in front of them and Pharaoh and his army behind them, they started to lean to their own understanding. And Moses told them, said, just stand still. Just stand still. Trust in the Lord and see the salvation of the Lord. And you know what? Because, you know, can I put this in and I'll close? One man that had a word from God kept his trust when all the millions said, what are we going to do? Right? You know, sometimes all it takes is for one of us in a service to trust in the Lord, and we can affect everybody else's service for that time if we'll just follow God. Hope you got something from the Word tonight to help us, because we all need the Word of God. Times that we all have questioned the Lord. Lord, what are you doing? What have you done now? And you know, God knows what He's doing. It's us that can't see the tomorrow to understand why He did it today. We can't see that. God had a reason. God had a purpose. God had a plan. And every one of us, when we have come to the end of God's plan for us on this side, we trust Him enough that He's going to take us out of here and on home to be with Him. If we trust Him for that, we ought to be able to trust Him for everything from the time that we accept Him till the time that we leave with all of our heart. Do you trust Him that much tonight? It's hard. But we got to realize He is God. He is God. God bless you. I appreciate what we have felt, the songs, the Word, for everything that God has done for us. And I hope your eyes, your vision is different. Because you see, when we trust in God, we can be the person that God wants us to be. We can do the things that God wants us to do. We can't do anything if we truly don't trust in God. But when we do, we can be the person that we can be happy with. Because how many of you know, when you're not happy with God, you're not happy with anybody. Amen? Has anybody ever got on your own nerves? Some of you don't want to confess, but you know you have. Instead of saying amen, when you laugh like that, we know that it's happened. God bless you. Scripture said, he that sows in tears shall come again, bringing in the sheaves. If we'll just keep sowing. Brothers.
Brother, I just want to say tonight, I thank God and my Lord Jesus Christ for saving me. And I also want to say, it's just on my heart, I appreciated what Sister Tara said about that. And I do believe that. But you know, the truth is, like you said, it's God's word. And like she said, it's God's word. And it shall come to pass.
Amen.
And heaven and earth can pass, will pass away, but God's word will stand, and it shall come to pass.
Amen.
And, I just feel on my heart is, you know, I must decrease and He must increase.
Yeah.
Amen.
And, you know, I believe if I give my life going in that direction, stay in that direction,
Amen. Amen. Great testimony tonight. Anybody else got something on your heart? Bless you, Brother Jim. Trust on. You, brother. Amen. Yes. God bless you. You sure will. Keep trusting.
Yes.